Good morning, everybody. It's time for our children's story, so could all the children of the church come up? All the children of the church. God bless all of you guys. Good morning. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Happy Sabbath. Could you let everybody know that? Could you tell everybody out in the audience Happy Sabbath?
Happy Sabbath.
Amen. So I'm going to start. Before I start, I would like to start with the prayer. So if you guys can bow your heads. Father, we thank and praise you and love you for such a time as this, Lord, to just present a story, Lord, of hope to your children, Father. We pray that you would bless their hearts, O Heavenly Father, as they grow in their journey with you, Lord, and that you would bless their minds and their hearts, O Heavenly Father, to just to live a life that's worthy of your calling. In your Son Jesus' name I pray, amen. So today our story is going to be talking about hope and trust in God. So by show of hands, how many of you guys have ever prayed really, really hard to God for help? Okay, cool. So I'm going to tell a story about a time that I had to really depend and trust on God. So basically, this story occurred when I was in college. I was going to Bakersfield College, and I had just went back to college. And at the time, I was a Christian, so my faith was really strong. And so I had believed in my heart that God had called me to be a counselor. So as I was going through school, I ran into trouble with one of my classes. It was an English class. In this class, we had to take this test. At the end of the class, we had to write an essay. And so basically, the first time I took this test, I was very confident because, like I said, I was believing God that God would bless me to pass this test. And so I prayed and asked God to give me the strength and to help me to pass it. And so after I took the test, I just knew that I passed this test. But when I got the results, I didn't pass. So at that point, I was very disappointed. I was like, wow, I can't believe I didn't pass. So because I didn't pass, that means that I didn't pass the class, and so I'd have to repeat the class. And so I took the class again, and the same result. I didn't pass the test. So I had to take the class again for a third time. And so now my faith is, you know, starting to waver a little bit, and I'm starting to say, Lord, you know, I pray to you and I ask you for your guidance and for your strength, and I just want you to help me through the situation. And so I went in the third time and I took the test. I didn't pass. So at this point, I'm wondering, like, wow, is school really for me? Should I, you know? But then in my heart, I truly believe that God had called me to do this. So I continued to pray and ask God, you know, for his help and his assistance. But at the same time, I doubted a little bit. So what the Bible says that, you know, as believers that, you know, that we shouldn't doubt. We should always trust God in all that we should do. So whenever you guys are facing any difficulties and tough times, you know, like you raise your hands, like when you're having tough times, you just pray and ask God for his help and be confident that he will deliver you. And so going into the fourth time of taking this test, this writing test that I had to write this long story, I took the test, and then I didn't get my results. I got called to talk to my professor. And at the time, she took me into her office, and she said that you didn't pass or you didn't fail. You got a borderline. So the determination was for her to make whether I was going to pass this class or not. And so at this point, I'm nervous and I'm fearful because at this time that I'd already submitted my transfer to go to university. And so a lot was riding on her decision, because if I didn't pass it, then that means I would have to repeat the class and I wouldn't be able to transfer. So I believed God and I just trusted God. And I told her, you know, I'm going to get better with my writing. So she ended up giving me a passing grade and I passed this class. And so I walked out of her office just rejoicing in God, because I knew that it was nothing but God that got me through that situation. And so I went on to university, and I found that my confidence in God increased. And in every class that I had that was difficult, I just went to God and I trusted Him, and I believed that no matter how difficult the class was, or no matter how difficult any situation was, I knew that as God helped me in that situation, that He would help me much more. And so I would just encourage you guys that as you guys are growing in God, to always pray, always believe, and always trust, and have faith that He will deliver you guys. And so that's my story, and I thank you guys for being attentive and listening. So I would just like to pray and for the ending. And after I pray, we're going to do an offering. So I'm going to pray. So, Father, I thank You for Your blessings. I pray that You would bless us all, God, with the faith to trust and believe in You. Give us a heart, O Heavenly Father, that seeketh after You. And continuously, Lord, to guide these little children, Lord, just to have hope and trust in Your name, O Heavenly Father. In Your Son Jesus' name, I pray, amen.